something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now Jesus is going for tax clearance. Go read about it. You didn't see it? Bible says he went to the tax office. Says he saw Levi, who's called Matthew, in the tax office. What else would he have been doing there? Except for his tax clearance. Because Jesus knew he wasn't supposed to pay tax. And he didn't want to offend anybody. So I gather he must have gone over there to settle issues. Come on, talk to me now. So Jesus met Matthew at the tax office. And what did he do? He talked to Matthew. And he noticed Matthew was the kind of person who had been waiting for an invitation. I tell you, when you meet people at work on your business trips, there are those who are just waiting for an invitation. See? Waiting for an invitation. And the master said, follow me. The Bible tells us, Matthew threw a party and followed Jesus. Glory to God. I want you to follow this glorious master. Every opportunity was to him an opportunity to win souls. That's what he spent his life on. That's what he did all the time. Don't say that you had no time to do it because you went to do your tax clearance. There's a Matthew in that office. Come on now. Yeah. There's a Matthew in that office. Go win him to Christ. Tell that fellow about Levi, who was one in that office. He believe you. Someone is waiting. Waiting for you to say. See, there wasn't much preaching, if you notice, the way Jesus got Matthew. Not much preaching, because it was an office. You see that? At a tax office. So Jesus didn't have to preach much. That's another way of, you know, giving that guy an invitation. Say, would you like to come to church Sunday? It's a quick one. Where is it? Marikeja. Oh, it's at Bagada. Bagada, I'm coming for you in a moment. I drove by your church. I'm coming for you. So, that fellow accepts it. And Sunday, he comes to church. And guess what? He's going to tell many people. That's what Matthew did. He threw a party, called his friends and said, hey, I'm following that man now. Hallelujah. And you see how Jesus won them, how he led them. Now, something more you discover about Jesus, he also began to penetrate the families of his friends. That's another field, you see. When you have a friend, penetrate the family of that friend. Look at Jesus. The Bible tells us in St. Luke's Gospel, I believe, in 14th chapter. Let me read it to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. All right. It's 10th chapter. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 10. Chapter 10. And we read from verse 38. We're introduced to someone here. He says, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house." You see that? Jesus came to this village and met a woman by the name of Martha. And when Jesus met Martha, she invited him and his disciples. Of course, you'd notice, Jesus was out on an outreach, an evangelism campaign. And this woman received Jesus into her house. She was the first person in the family that Jesus met. What did Jesus do? He penetrated the family. He got across to the members of the family. That's what you must do. That's what you must do. You must get into their families. Now, when I began holding crusades many years ago, I started out with the villages that each member of the group was connected to. I went to their villages. They were my contact with their village. Some of them had never been to the village before. I made them go there because I wanted to have a crusade there. And when we did one, the other one said, "Can we have also?" And so I went. And then we had prayer meetings in their homes. I had prayer meetings in all their houses. Praise God. That's why even today, with the CC members, all of them, their families, we've penetrated all their families. That's what we did. The same thing. All their families. It's very, very important. This is what Jesus did. How can you have a friend and forget about the family? You must look out for an opportunity to win them. That's the Jesus way. Now, he gets to Martha's house, and what is he thinking about? Does she have siblings? Mary is introduced to Jesus. Lazarus is introduced to Jesus. Then their father, his name is Simon. He was a leper. Jesus healed him. Read your Bible. Jesus healed him of his leprosy. And the Bible tells us how that Jesus met with the whole family one time. Come on, turn with me quickly to St. John's Gospel, chapter number 11. Are you there? From verse 1. "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick." Did you see that? I'm just trying to introduce that family to you. Go to chapter 12. In chapter 12 you find, he says, "Then Jesus 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead, where they made him a supper, and Martha served." Martha was always serving. You remember the other time? "But Lazarus was one of them that sat at table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment." Praise God. That's that family. When you turn to, said, to Mark's Gospel, chapter 14. Are you there? I'm reading from verse 1. And after 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, where? In Bethany. As he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment and spikenard very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. It's the same woman, Mary. She did it in the house. Who owned the house? Simon the leper. The former leper. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night. You've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. I want you all to read St. John's Gospel, chapter 11. Read verse 5, want to go. Again. You like that? Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. You see that? See, so when he picks one in the family, he wants everybody. That's how Jesus is. When he picks one, he wants everybody in the family. All right, remember what happened to... Okay, let's look at it. It's Matthew's Gospel. Chapter number 8. Have you seen it? Read verse 14. Want to go? And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Jesus went to whose house? Peter's house. And when he got there, Peter was a good man. His wife's mother was in the house. Some of you, you know, you don't like to see your mother-in-law in your house. That's bad. Peter's mother-in-law was in the house and sick. Jesus came to their house and ministered to the woman. I'm showing you Jesus and the way he related with people. The master soul winner. Praise God. As it is the master soul winner. And when he prayed, well, he ministered to that woman. What happened? She got up and began to serve them. Mother-in-law could have said, who is this? But she was sick. And Jesus gave her health. Ministered to her. And she got up and began to serve instead of complaining. See? Mother-in-law, instead of complaining. That old Peter had left her daughter at home and followed one old man outside. And you're just coming. She began to give them food. She served them. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Then what about an admirer? A lot of you, do you know people admire you? You may not know, but try to observe. There are people who admire you who don't know Jesus. They admire you. They live in your neighborhood. They work in the same office with you. Take notice of them. Listen, there's something admirable in you. Oh, I'm telling you, there's something admirable in your life. There is. There's something. So there are people who admire you. They may not want to admit it. They're going to be looking at you from afar, from a distance. They look at you a lot. You just don't know it. Start watching out for them. You're going to catch them now. After this message, you begin to catch them. I'll tell you what to do with them. Jesus is traveling again in one of those meetings. He's going for one of those meetings. And then there's a man in a tree. He wants to see Jesus.
He's a rich man. He's a 419. Fast guy. A tax collector. But a fast guy, cheating people. But he liked to see Jesus. He'd been hearing about the man. So, when he heard Jesus was coming that way, he climbed the tree just to see Jesus and pretend that he wasn't there. But I love Jesus. Jesus gets right under that tree and he stops. And they're wondering, why is the master stopping? Then he looks up. He says, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm actually looking for you. Glory to God. Say, I'm coming to your house. Let's go together. You know, those people are always looking at you. When you catch their eyes, you've been seeing them since the last 2 weeks, and they're always looking at you. Go to them. Don't wait. Take the opportunity. Go to them. And you see, they're going to start, you know, I've actually been seeing you in this office, and you're a clean guy. You know, that's what Zacchaeus did. He was saying, I cheat people, and I try to restore to them whatever. Whenever I cheat, I try to pay back. Jesus said, don't worry, let's go to your house. To my house? Yeah. He was in shock. And now, here you pull a chair and sit with that fellow. He can't believe it's you. He's been always trying to look at you from afar. And now you're right there. And let me tell you what is sure to happen. The Holy Ghost. I mean, he'll just be breathing upon you there. Every time you open your mouth is the wisdom of God. And you know what that guy's going to be saying in his mind? Nobody ever talked like this fellow. Listen, brothers and sisters, we are witnesses. We carry something great. And you know what? He is the number one soul winner. We are his partners. He's in the business of soul winning. Look at Jesus. I've been telling you about him. He's in the business of soul winning. Every time you find him reaching out, winning people. All kinds of people. All kinds of people. Nicodemus comes to see him by night, and Jesus preaches the message to him too. See, that's someone wanting to know the truth. What does Jesus do? He preaches the message to him. He brings him into the kingdom. He speaks words that the man never heard in his life. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus, oh my. Born again after the man's old. Oh yeah, he said, yeah. You are a teacher of Israel, you don't know these things. Never heard them in my life. Jesus said, yeah. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Ah, he said, marvel not that I said you must be born again. You see, the wind blows wherever it is. And Nicodemus, his eyes coming out of him sockets. Jesus teaching him. He's bringing out revelations. See, that's for someone who's seeking the truth. You begin to pull out revelations. 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 His heart will be burning. Listen, you are a teacher of the word. Are you hearing me? It may not be the ministry of a teacher, per se. I didn't talk about the ministry gifts. I'm talking about you are teaching people the gospel, all right? Can you say amen? Yeah, that's good. You can teach people out there where you work, somewhere there in the streets, right inside the car, anywhere you are. You can teach people the things about the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did. What about those who come from other churches? Jesus warned them too. So some people, you know, they don't be satisfied because somebody said, oh, well, I'm born again, I go to a church. He may be in the wrong boat. You understand what I'm talking about? He's somewhere, but he's not hearing the word. You see, the Holy Ghost has moved from there a long time ago, and he's still there. So Jesus, two Baptists came to Jesus. They came from the Baptist church. And you know, I'm not against the Baptists. I'm just telling you something that happened to the Baptists. Two Baptists came to Jesus. You never read it before? Two Baptists, they came to Jesus. And Jesus didn't say, go back to your church. He didn't.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Wow! We believe you have been blessed by this message brought to you by Christ Embassy. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Christ Embassy Chinoy, stand number 16053 Industrial Site behind Sinoya Primary School in Muzari, Chinoy. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us on 0772-843-739 or 0775-202-305 or email us on info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.